Feels Good is brought to you by Always Health Partners. Get unused to thinking all health plans are the same. Get used to a health plan that puts you first. Always Health Partners, you in every way. Learn more at alwayshealthpartners.org. Hey, Ayla.
Hey.
What's good?
All right. So there are a lot of holiday traditions out there. Mine have always involved movies, and this one year I tried to make ornament painting a thing. It didn't really catch on. It lasted one year. People were like, this is too messy. I don't want to do it anymore. But in this case, there's a group of friends from Hackettstown, New Jersey. I think their tradition beats everything that I've tried to do. They've been baking Christmas cookies for the past 12 years wow. together, and every year it's for a purpose. Each Saturday after Thanksgiving, the group packs themselves into a kitchen and they start baking. Yes, they do. And by the end of the holiday season, they take the thousands of cookies that they've made and send them overseas to military members. That would be like the best Christmas gift. Let me tell you, if I'm over somewhere and I get homemade cookies, that would be incredible. But they were actually making so many cookies that the group created an LLC called Cookies for the Troops LLC. The person behind the project was Santina Flynn. And sadly, she recently passed away after a five-year battle with breast cancer. But it all started because her son, Justin, was in the Marines and she wanted to find a way to give service members a little piece of home while they were away during the holidays. But this year, her 25 friends still gathered together and continued the tradition. You're not going to believe these numbers. They used 50 pounds of flour, 18 dozen eggs, and 45 pounds of butter
wow.
to make 15 different varieties of cookies. Guess how many they made in just one day?
Always do this. So I always have to,
I know I shouldn't ask you to do the math.
15 varieties of cookies, and
in
how many
day.
How many cookies are they making one day?
Just how many pounds of butter? 45 pounds of butter.
250 really delicious cookies.
3,694 cookies. Every year they have to literally form an assembly line to pack the cookies. They put a bunch of other gifts in there to send over to the troops. But this year, in her spirit, they even placed a photo of Santina baking next to a plate of cookies so people could remember what the tradition is really all about. How many cookies do you think you could make in a kitchen before you got tired of it?
I know how many cookies I could eat in a kitchen.
Good point.
And actually, that number is pretty limitless, too. I don't know.
Yeah, 3,624
cookies? Definitely not 3,000. No, definitely not that many.